Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, we're joined by Governor Jesse Ventura. He's not doing any media right now, so we're extra lucky to have him with us for the next hour. We're going to get into the TSA. Where's this case going on that front? Can't get into much of it, though, because the judge hadn't ruled yet. We're going to get into the open calls here. Israel does say they're getting ready to strike Iran. I got that headline here. We're going to get into a host of issues with Jesse Ventura here today. Gov, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, I tell you, so much is happening, but let's talk about the TV show first. How's that going?
Well, it's going well. You know, we had to change it a bit this year. We've got some new personnel on board, and of course, that ties into my lawsuit with the TSA, so I can't fly anymore, or at the moment, I can't fly. And so anywhere I go, I have to drive. And so that limits the ability I have to get around the country naturally. So I have to do it in segments where I'll take off, like the last one where you and I saw each other. That was a two-week run for me, you know, in my RV driving around the country. And it's rough. It's very tiring. You know, it's a lot of fun, but it's also very difficult. And you don't realize how convenient the world is with the airlines today until you got to get back driving again. But I got to tell you something, in all honesty, Alex, I don't miss the airports because I so despise the fact that I have that there's somewhere in this country that if I go there, I'm treated completely like a criminal. And so, you know, and in fact, one of the guests on my shows, it was interesting, an elderly gentleman that used to work at NASA and was involved in various high-level government projects, including Star Wars and things of that nature. He had to interview with me in Vegas because he lives in Salt Lake, and it was too far for him to drive from Salt Lake to Minneapolis. And the interesting thing is he's following my lead. He refuses to fly also. You know, he said, for the same reason, he said, in the United States of America, I do not believe that I should go anywhere where I'm treated like a criminal. And you are today at the airports. You're treated like criminals.
Well, I've talked to bus drivers, and I've talked to truck drivers and others. And I went and looked the numbers up a few months ago when I was first told this. Did you know that people on buses in just the last 5 years has more than doubled? And now you see passenger buses everywhere. It's become a booming business. And when people are surveyed, it's because of the TSA. They do not want to be groped.
Well, it's the whole concept of it, Alex. It's a place where, in a free country, if you want to learn what it's like to be put under martial law, go to the airports. Because that'll give you an exact feeling of being put under government complete surveillance. You're patted down and you're searched. You're X-rayed. There's nothing you can do out there, basically, that you don't fall under some type of government, oppression, for lack of better words. So it's a place where people should go and learn from it. Because the more they give up their freedoms, the more our country is going to turn into that. And so I urge people, go to the airports and notice how they're run and notice everything that goes on and notice the government control and the whole thing about it, because the more we give up our freedoms, the more we will be living under that type of jurisdiction.
Well, you're right. I mean, I guess you're getting at the point that it acclimates everybody. It sets the parameters for this to be normalized behavior.
Well, it's a cancer, Alex. It's just like toll roads on highways. The minute you put the first toll road on a highway, it spreads like cancer, because then any time government needs money, they're going to put a toll out on a road. And this is the same thing. When governments start eroding your freedoms away, they're going to do it in a slow manner. But it's like a slow-spreading cancer. It'll start with the airports, and then it's going to move on to other things. Once they're secured down, then you're going to see more and more. I mean, when I drive across country now, I have to down in southwestern United States, you have to come to immigration halts out in the middle of the desert.
Stay there, Gov. Gov, we got to go to break. Let's come back and get back into the TSA, the domestic.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is, of course, Wednesday, the second day of November 2011, on this live Wednesday edition. We're going to do a 27-hour broadcast kicking off 11 a.m. tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that after Governor Jesse Ventura leaves us. We're going to have free audio streams of all of it. That's all posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dave Mustaine was on with us at the first 30 minutes of the show today. Of course, one of the biggest rock bands ever. And when he heard I had Jesse Ventura coming on during the break when I was saying bye to him, he said, do me a favor, thank Governor Ventura for his stand and what he's doing with the TSA and other issues. So I thought I would raise that to the governor. So a lot of people appreciate your lawsuit and where that's going. And before we get into that, Governor, in the last little segment, you were getting into the TSA and you were talking about 100 miles into the U.S., that's most of the country now, all the way around the nation, they have Constitution-free zones. In fact, we'll put a map of it up if the guys can find it. Just Google Constitution-free zone, where the Border Patrol searches your vehicle. I had them try this twice in the last month and literally had to have verbal stand-downs, standoffs with them, Gov. So you were getting into that point.
Well, yeah, you know, people need to understand, again, going back, that, you know, our freedoms, if they continue to erode, then they're going to go like cancer. It'll be a slow process, but it'll eventually lead to the death sentence, to democracy and freedom. And, you know, you drive around the country like I do now because I don't fly because of my situation with the TSA and my pending lawsuit, and you come up to these immigration checkpoints. And it seems our country is so concerned over illegal Mexican immigrants that they're willing to give up our freedoms and our Constitution to stop them, which I think is absurd and ridiculous. These checkpoints, you come up to them like in Arizona and California, and they're, you know, 50 to 100 miles from the border. And the last one I pulled up to, I rolled my window down, and the guy comes up and he says, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" And I looked at him and I said, "You don't have the constitutional authority to ask me that, young man." And he said, "Well, that's what we're required to do." And so I realize the guys that are doing it, they need to look at their conscience too, because they're out there violating the Constitution of the United States because what their superiors are telling them to do. And it's their jobs. Well, at some point you have to measure your job against your own beliefs. And so I understand they're the knuckle draggers. They're the guys on the ground. But I still ask them, I go, "How do you feel knowing that you're defying the United States Constitution? You're racially profiling, and you're asking me to prove my citizenship when the Constitution tells me I don't have to do that within the United States. Now, if I were at the border, that's different. You're crossing into the country then. But these places are 100 miles from the border. And we seem to be okay with them." I heard now where Obama, not changing the subject, but I heard Obama is now going to start raiding the medicinal marijuana places in California.
They've been raiding them.
Well, that's outrageous. Whatever happened to the people's vote? The people of that California voted that they wanted medicinal marijuana to be prescribed by doctors as needed. And the federal government is ignoring the people's vote. I'm outraged over that. And if we don't start taking our country back at the ballot box, then we're to blame for it. And when I say take it back at the ballot box, stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. They're destroying our nation right before your very eyes.
Governor, I want to go back through what you've just said here, and it's on record. They actually let the illegals through at these 100-mile-deep checkpoints. Homeland Security has put a freeze on deportations, including felons, and Congress has now announced a subpoena. So it's purely about domestic checkpoints, and I got an RV because I want to stop flying as much when I travel. And twice, 98 miles into Texas, I pull up, they go, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" I'm like, "Do I look like one?" "Yes." And they said, "Pull over, we're searching you," and I got in a big confrontation. The next time I said, "I'm not going to be smart mouth about it, basically. I'm going to actually say, yes, I am." And then they said, "Pull over, we're searching you." They had a drug dog, and I said, "It's unconstitutional. It's one thing to check my, because I've looked at the Supreme Court ruling, to ask if I'm a citizen. But it's another to have a drug dog." And he said, "It's not for drugs, it's for narcotics." The same thing. So these are domestic checkpoints. But we were in Las Vegas, and you were about to do an interview. And I'm sitting there, and I said, "Hey, Gov, did you hear this week they announced TSA checkpoints all over the country?" And you're like, and I understand why you're like, "You got to be kidding," because that is such Nazi Germany, such Soviet Russia. You said, "Oh, come on, Alex." So I showed you on my iPhone, mainstream news. You took about 20 minutes and read a few articles about it. Now that you know that you're suing them for your rights, you haven't, the judge hasn't ruled yet. I want you to talk about that, on whether or not you can go forward with the suit. All this is happening, and now they're announcing all over Florida, Tennessee, you name it, you pull up to a TSA checkpoint with local police under their command. Where's the 10th Amendment? You know about that as a governor. And they want to come on board and search trucks and passenger vehicles, and they're saying they may even search your person. I mean, this is worse than the Soviet Union.
And they're doing this in lieu of what, terrorism?
Yeah.
So they think that we're so, I mean, if the country doesn't wake up to the fact that terrorism is a fraud. And now, granted, there are groups in the world that do bad things. But for our country to put such a focus on, it's a fraud. It's a red herring. You're absolutely right, Alex. If this is going on, which I see it, you know, like I said, I drive around the country and I come up to these points, and I think that every driver that comes up to these points should ask these people why they're violating the Constitution. Be polite, but ask them that. Ask them why they're violating your constitutional rights. You know, these guys right on the ground, because they need to be made aware of what they're doing too, if they don't know it already.
Well, behind the scenes, Gov, they're giving a manual saying if you raise the Constitution or you got a Ron Paul sticker or a Libertarian sticker, you're a bad guy. That's the MIAC report. And it's total. But I mean, imagine terrorists could attack a random cornfield in South Dakota or in North Texas. I mean, do we have to have a somebody in a black uniform randomly anywhere? If terrorists attack shopping malls, are they going to have TSA there? They're saying yes. They're now announcing they're going to have TSA in shopping malls, Governor.
Well, it's getting that bad. I mean, I went to Minnesota Lynx basketball games this summer. And I walked up to go in. I have a front row ticket. I'm the former governor of Minnesota. And I had a security guy stop me and ask me to empty my pockets because my wallet and my keys were in one pocket that was bulging. And I looked at the guy and I said, I'm the former governor. You got to be kidding me. I said, do I have to sue you too as well as the TSA? And so it's happening. Now, maybe they have more right to do it there because it's a building that's run by private industry, the NBA or the WNBA, and I suppose they can set up any rules they want. I don't know about all that. But it's getting sickening where you as a citizen have to walk around and worry about what's next. They're going to throw us up against walls and pat us down because we might walk funny down the street?
Well, it's like something out of the movie Red Dawn, a fictitious movie about a Soviet takeover of the West Coast. I'm sure you know, NFL-wide, they've now instituted from the ankle to the neck, and they admit they squeeze your wife's breast, they grab your genitals, and this is freedom. Now, the Green Bay Packers rebelled. They said, this has actually hurt our ticket sales. We're not going to do it.
Remember, the Green Bay Packers are the only NFL team that's publicly owned.
Ah.
See, always remember that, and you'll never see it again. The Green Bay Packers are grandfathered in, but they are owned, basically, by the people of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, I'd forgotten that. That's why.
They're all shareholders. They're the only publicly held professional sports franchise, to my knowledge.
That's a great idea. We should do something. That's how it should be run.
Absolutely. That way you wouldn't get teams holding up like Minnesota right now. They're bending over backwards, going to raise taxes. They're going to violate treaties with the Native Americans and bring in more gambling to build the Vikings a new stadium. And it'll happen because here's the deal, Alex. No governor of these career politicians, regardless of who they are, if a pro sports team leaves their state during their governorship, that's the only thing they'll be known for. And so none of these career politicians want that on their resume. So therefore, they will always give in and give the professional sports teams their new stadiums, regardless of the financial status of the state. I mean, the state of Minnesota just got through balancing over a $5 billion deficit over what they did to me back in 2003 when they overrode my budget and passed the Democrats and Republicans teamed up and passed their own budget. Well, the chickens came home to roost. They were betting that the economy would get better and save them. Well, it didn't happen. It got worse. And they ended up $5 billion, which is a great deal of money in Minnesota. That's like almost a fifth or a quarter of the budget in deficit, which they had to fix this year. Now they're going to take the taxpayers' money and build the Vikings a new stadium.
Amazing. Well, that was my next issue I wanted to get to. We're about to go to break, but you know, the Occupy Wall Street folks on average are calling for wealth redistribution. It's not a question of more taxes. It's where's the money going? $1 billion for Jerry Jones's stadium in Dallas? He could have paid for that. Instead, the taxpayers pay for it. This Formula One outside Austin. Meanwhile, I don't get these tax breaks. I don't get buildings built for me. And we see the whole country going bankrupt. We're going to come back with Jesse Ventura and get into Occupy Wall Street. We're going to get into his lawsuit with the TSA. Ron Paul. Jesse Ventura said it on this show a few months ago. He said, Ron Paul, go to a third party. And Ron Paul's announced now that if he doesn't win the Republican nomination, we'll know in just 3-4 months if he's got a shot. he's going to go to a third party, probably the Libertarians. So very exciting news. Could it be a Ventura Paul ticket? Stay with us.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Well, short segment right now, long segment coming up. Jesse Ventura, I've got a laundry list of things to talk to the Gov about. And by the way, this is probably the last interview he's doing before he pulls up stakes here in the next month or so and heads down to the Baja for some surfing and getting away from, the new Soviet states of America.
You know, Alex, we laugh over that, but we actually start shedding a tear because it's like that's what we're turning into today.
Yeah, it's gallows humor.
And, you know, what gets me is the public's comfortable with it.
I know. It's...
You know, you got this, well, they're keeping me safe attitude. Well, they'll keep me safe. I got news for the people out there. Safety is called freedom. When you lose your freedom, you're no longer going to be safe anymore.
Well, that's a great bumper sticker. Safety is called freedom.
Exactly. Safety is called freedom. It isn't when the government puts you under martial law and keeps you safe. Because, and unfortunately, that's what I see happening in this country, and we seem to be sitting back and allowing it. Hoorah for the Wall Street protesters. You know, I'm solidly behind them.
Now, I want to get into that. In fact, let's just start getting into that right now. I understand their anger at Wall Street, but a general attack on the free market system. What we have is not a free market. You just alluded to these sports stadiums being taxpayer-backed and financed.
Wall Street is not protesting the free market system, these protesters. What they're protesting, Alex, and people need to be clear on this, what they're protesting is that all of our politicians are owned by Wall Street.
Yes.
That's what they're protesting. They're saying that 1% of the population is controlling everything.
And no, you're right.
Be that way. They're the other 99%, and that's what they're protesting. The fact that Wall Street controls the government, the Federal Reserve controls the government. That's why Ron Paul is the only presidential choice.
Well, I want to get back into Occupy Wall Street, the TSA, everything, because I've got so many questions. But specifically, that is the true message of most of the folks, but the media has spun it and just focused on collectivist and communist or homeless people. I've confirmed in Austin they arrest homeless that are drunk and won't let them sleep on the street, but they tell them you're only allowed to go stay at the Occupy Wall Street thing by the city council, and it's the same thing all over the country. They're shipping the mentally ill and the homeless and the alcoholics to the Occupy Wall Street areas to make them look like bums.
Well, you know what? Guess what? They're American citizens too, so maybe it'll be good to see them to show the underbelly of our country and how low we've sank. Maybe that'll backfire on them, Alex. If people start opening their minds up a little bit and realize that we're the richest country in the world, and yet we have so many homeless, and let's remember something about the homeless people. What is it, nearly one-third or one-half of them are veterans?
I run into a lot of homeless people.
It's astronomical. I can't remember off the top of my head right now. But the number of homeless people, the number of them that are veterans is astronomical. So when you see a homeless person, remember, that may have been a person that had to go fight George Bush's wars for him.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Gov, to be clear, I'm pointing out that they're sending the really bad wino type down there all the time.
Well, those wino types could be veterans, too. After all, we don't take care of our veterans when they come home, Alex.
No, I agree. I was about to say, whenever I'm out in public at a rally or something, homeless people show up, and some of them are like in super good shape veterans all the time on bikes saying, yeah, I'm living under a bridge or camping out, you know, and you could tell I'm former special forces this, I'm former special forces that. They're black, they're white. And so, yes, we're seeing a new type of homeless person out there who is a veteran and is actually living in a tent trying to save money.
Well, the point is that, we're too busy fighting wars, you know, to worry about what's happening here at home. If we would get out of these wars once and for all and stop sticking our nose into the world's business like we do, let's shut down all our military bases throughout the world. Why are we an empire? We're like the Roman Empire, and we're going to run the same fate as the Roman Empire.
I got to tell you, Gov, I think this is the most powerful interview I've ever done with you. You are on fire today. Stay right there. I've got question after question. I'm going to try to just ask the question and then sit back and let you roll. I want to ask you about a ticket with Ron Paul. He is saying he might go third party now. Big news on that front. More on the TSA. Where's your suit going? The TV show. I want to ask you about Libya. I want to ask you about Obama. I want to ask you about everything. Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Conversation, a little more action, please.
Talk about action.
All this aggravation and satisfaction.
That's Jesse Ventura suing the TSA. We'll tell you where that lawsuit's going here in a minute. And as Elvis says, a little less talk, a little more action. Let's get back to Jesse Ventura. Gov, there's so many points here, but since... during the break, you know, I said, what a great quote. Freedom is safety. That's as good as Ron Paul's legalized freedom. And you went on to say, well, in your own words, I'd rather face the danger than live on my knees. And then you pointed out, look how many people prescription drugs kill. Look how many people honeybees kill. I mean, to claim we've got to have armed men everywhere putting us in shackles to keep us safe from turbaned men, it's ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous is we're accepting it. That's what's ridiculous, Alex, is that the United States people are accepting this. How naive are we? All the guys my age out there, how many of you sit back today and look at the Vietnam War and say, gee, that was a mighty good idea? Where the hell are we out there today? I don't know. Maybe it's the fluoride in the water, Alex. Maybe the Prozac in the water has gotten everybody so numb in the head that they just accept this without any problems. I don't know.
No, that is it, Governor. The sodium fluoride does give a sevenfold increase in cancer. It does reduce aggression in males. The GMO in rats does basically feminize them. This is...
It's Prozac. It's Prozac in the water. Call it what it is.
It is. You're right.
And unfortunately, I've drank well water the majority of my life, so I haven't got my dose. So that must be why I am like I am.
Man, I grew up in Dallas where it was like 2%, 2 parts per million, which is off the chart. And I don't know how I'm still aggressive, but
imagine what you'd be without it.
Oh, man. Well, listen, I'm not putting up with it. You're not putting up with it. Let's talk about your lawsuit. I mean, wow, they haven't even ruled it can go forward.
Well, the good thing is this is the longest they've ever taken on a ruling of this nature. My attorney told me that. Every other one that's brought a suit against the TSA or against Homeland has been ruled upon in less time than mine has now. So maybe that's a good sign. I don't know. I'm waiting to hear, you know, can I go to court or can't I? And my belief is not be able to go to court. This is the United States of America. It's supposed to be. Can't I have judgment by my peers?
And Gov, at that critical juncture, your phone cut out for just a moment. Can you repeat what you just said?
Well, I'm getting another call that I'm ignoring right now, so bear with me. But what I'm saying is, why can't I sit in judgment by my peers? That's all I ask for. I want my day in court in front of a jury and let a jury decide if Jesse Ventura poses a threat.
Well, as a citizen, you absolutely you should have your day in court. Not only should they find this to be a federal power grab, 10th Amendment violation, 4th Amendment violation, due process violation. I mean, it literally is martial law in their own internal manuals. That's what they're actually getting us ready for. That's now coming out in the news in just the last few days that this is to be on the streets. It is a takeover. But how could you not have your lawsuit go forward?
If she throws it out or if she does what the government wants, they want it to go straight to the Court of Appeals, 3 judges paid by them, instead of in front of a jury. I want it in front of a jury.
Now, you've alluded to me privately, and you said you're going to have a big press conference if they don't hear your case. You want to hint to folks or what's going on in your mind if they don't let you have your day in court?
Well, if they don't let me have my day in court, then what you heard today will be mild. Let me put it that way. What you heard on your show today will be mild compared to the press conference I'll have if they don't let me go to court. Anyway, that's where that's at, Alex. The other thing that irks me, did you see that thing on painkiller prescription drugs and how many people it kills every year?
More than 20,000, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yet we banned marijuana, yet the Obama administration is going to raid marijuana dispensaries in California, and they allowed prescription drugs. Marijuana's never killed anybody.
I had a football buddy, and I had a girlfriend who years later, in high school, died on taking too many pain pills. I mean, I know people currently who've died. I mean, this is a scourge. 300,000 a year die from prescription interactions.
Well, let's face it. Rush Limbaugh was addicted to pain-killing drugs. Now, if it can addict a great American like Rush, and of course I'm being a bit sarcastic, I hope you get that. I mean, if Rush Limbaugh, and yet they're out there busting for marijuana, they're busting Willie Nelson.
Oh yeah, we were hanging out with Willie a while back. I'm sure you've seen since then twice he's been grabbed.
It's horrible. Why aren't we taking marijuana and turning it? People need to remember that the Constitution and the flag are made of marijuana.
By the way, you know, it was an internal checkpoint that he ran into last in South Texas, 100-plus miles into the country, and they said, "You're Willie Nelson. Do you have marijuana?" And he said, "What do you think?" I mean, isn't that ridiculous that obviously Willie Nelson's got marijuana?
Well, and who cares? Does it affect Willie's singing? No. Does it affect Willie's popularity? No. Does it make Willie feel better, probably? Yes. Why is that against the law?
He's almost 80 and still jogs 2 or 3 miles every morning.
Well, and the point, hey, you know, the point of the matter is let's take control of our country. Let's get our hats on straight, and let's figure out what needs to be against the law and what shouldn't be against the law. And marijuana should not be against the law. If they have prescription painkillers that kill thousands of people every year, multi-thousands, prescribed, and I just saw a show where the kids, the teenagers now, they're not taking pot, they're taking prescription painkillers. That's the drug of choice now amongst the young people.
I don't know how they take it. I broke my leg once. Not for surgery. They gave me pills, and I get nauseous when I eat one of those opiates. Governor, shifting gears into the election, you said 3-4 months ago and then again a month or so ago here on this radio show that Ron Paul should leave the Republican Party and should run as a Libertarian because they've got ballot access in at least 48 states, maybe 50. They debate those last two. I made the point on air and also made it to the Ron Paul campaign that if he doesn't look like he's going to get the nomination by February, March, you know, March or so, that then he should go over just so he can inject real issues into the campaign. But he's going to have a lot more support third party than Ross Perot. Well, now he announced last week, for those that don't know, you can just type it into Google, that he's looking at perhaps a third party run. And it would probably be as a Libertarian. The Libertarians have said, let us know in the next 3-4 months. We'll give you, obviously, the nomination. Jesse A., what's your view on that? And Ron Paul basically responding to you. And would you run as his VP?
Well, first of all, I think Ron Paul's handling this brilliantly. Because he needs to stay a Republican, to stay in the debates, to stay out there on television as much as possible. So he should cling to the Republicans all the way till they make their choice. That way he can get all the free airtime, even though mainstream media ignores him. Still, if people watch the debates and hear what Congressman Paul has to say, to me, the Republican debates are virtually unwatchable. I watch him for about 10 minutes, and I'm so disgusted. But the other day, I forced myself to watch because I wanted to hear whenever Congressman Paul spoke. And whenever he did, he clearly is the only one that makes any sense whatsoever out of the whole bunch of candidates up there. Clearly, by far and away, in my opinion, he is the heads above everyone else. Now, he's playing it brilliantly. Ride that Republican wagon all the way till they boot him off it, which you know they will. And then as soon as they boot him off it, which they choose their candidate, whatever, then he immediately should jump to the Libertarian Party. He'll have ballot access in virtually every state. He'll have the momentum of the Republican all the time on TV with them. And he should get numbers big enough to where they'll have to include him in the debates. If they don't include him in the debates, we should start rioting in the streets.
Wow, what a statement from Jesse Ventura. I guess it is getting down to the point where this government's acting about like the Redcoats. If you read the Declaration of Independence, everything in there is exactly what this out-of-control government, hijacked by the Federal Reserve, is doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you notice that when Ron Paul brings up auditing the Federal Reserve, all those other candidates head for the hills. They don't speak a word about that. Not one word from any other candidate up there, including the current front runner, the godfather at Godfather's Pizza, Kane.
Yeah,
he doesn't even touch it either.
By the way, his solution is new taxes on top of the income taxes. Can you imagine, Governor, the feds involved in sales taxes and VAT, the hell of that?
Well, you know, if it legitimately could be 9, 9, and 9, I don't see nothing wrong with that, really. That's less than I'm paying now.
Yeah, but you know they're going to jack it up.
But, oh, of course. And I would like, you know, I'm an advocate of the national sales tax to abolish the income tax, which, of course, was never constitutionally passed in the first place.
Sure, sure, but only if you can completely get rid of the income tax and have an amendment against it.
Yep. Get rid of the income tax and go to a national sales tax. I've been an advocate of that for 20 years now, you know, because my belief is clear. My belief is wealth is not what you earn. Wealth is determined by what you spend.
I agree with that. It shouldn't penalize savings and investment. Now expanding on that, but to be specific, putting you here on the hot seat.
All right.
If Ron Paul approached you about being his VP, because I happen to know there's been some scuttlebutt concerning that. If Ron Paul approached you, you know, running as a libertarian, and said, Jesse, Governor, I'd like you to run as my VP, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I would say this. That would be the best insurance policy Congressman Paul could ever have. Because nobody's going to assassinate him and let me be in charge.
No.
So he definitely, if you want to look at it, would be the lesser of the two evils from their perspective. So I would give it serious consideration. I would not say right now whether yes or no, because naturally I would have to discuss it with my family before I would do any venture like that. But if it were to come to pass next spring or next summer when I get back from Mexico, if the iron's hot, I don't know. You know, I guess I'll go to Mexico and think about it this winter, and by the time I get back, it ought to be time, if a decision has to be made, that'll be the time to make it.
Governor, what about this angle? If Ron Paul doesn't run, if he doesn't get the nomination, we should all push for that, obviously, using that machinery against, you know, against it, power structure against itself, and he doesn't, for whatever reason, his wife's health, whatever, run as a libertarian. What about Jesse Ventura seeking that nomination? Even if he didn't win, and I know you don't do stuff to not win, but you would still win by being on the field, injecting real issues, and being in the national debate. I mean, my God.
That would require the libertarians to come and ask me, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So, and the libertarians have never done that to me before, so I guess the ball would be in the libertarians' corner, wouldn't it?
But if you got invited to that party, you would look at the invitation.
Well, I am a libertarian. You know, I've taken their exam. I pass it with flying colors. You know, I am a libertarian. I just like to say small L.
Sure.
You know, I believe there is a place for government. I believe that government has a place in an organized society, that you must have it, where you have some libertarians that don't even buy into that.
Yeah, they're anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and so, you know, I consider myself a libertarian, small L. I'm fiscally conservative. I'm socially liberal. I don't believe that government should be in your private life whatsoever. They have no business there.
Well, regardless, you want to audit and abolish the Federal Reserve. What would you do as president? What's your view of Libya? He's won a peace prize. It would last days, not weeks. Went on 6 months.
I'll tell you what I find bad about the Libyan situation. Our media and our government had no problem showing us Gaddafi's dead body multiple times, correct?
Yes.
And yet they outlawed showing our caskets coming home from the war, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
That is the biggest piece of propaganda crap I've ever seen in my life.
You're right. Listen, I got sense.
They will sit and show Gaddafi dead 50 times over, the quote-unquote Islamic enemy, but they won't show our boys coming home from these phony wars that shouldn't be fought.
By the way, I on YouTube the other day showed Walter Cronkite showing the little girl with a napalm with her skin burned off.
Yep.
And then I showed a modern girl with her jaw blown off in Sirte, and they blocked the video and called it obscene. No, the not letting the people see what these wars are doing in our name, that's obscene.
Exactly. It's obscene to stick your head in the sand. It's obscene as a citizen and a taxpayer of this country that your money pays for these wars, and yet you don't want anything knowledge of them. You better wake up, people out there, and you better start looking at these wars, and you better start looking. Do you realize, Alex, that my country has been at war over half my life?
Yes.
And I'm a post-World War II baby. I was born in 51. And we've been at war for over half my life. No other country in the world can come close to making that statement.
Plus, these aren't wars where we got attacked. These are wars for the corporate interests that have taken our country.
Totally. Every war we've fought since World War II, I have yet to figure out what for and what was it fought over. It was fought over the phoniness of the Cold War, which we all now know is a setup. on both sides. If you do any historical reading on the other side or our side or talk to people that lived behind the Iron Curtain, they were getting told the same thing we were getting told. They were getting told we have to stop the capitalist imperialists from taking over the world, while we were being told we have to stop the domino effect of communism.
Meanwhile, the same...
When are people going to wake up, Alex, and realize all of that was planned?
It's come out. You're right. They released the KGB files and others that both sides were being financed by the mega banks who were actually playing both sides off against each other and using the crisis to create massive debt and authoritarian control just of different flavors in both hemispheres.
Absolutely. And so the point of the matter is, again, it comes back to we as a people of the United States, are we going to stand for this or not? And the simplest way, is if Ron Paul becomes a libertarian, elect him president. That's the only way. If we keep electing Democrats and Republicans, we are going to get the same old, same old. Why do you think these people are protesting out there? They're protesting because it's equal between both of these parties. They are both completely controlled by Wall Street. Both parties. I mean, take a look. It doesn't matter what president we have, Democrat or Republican. Our Department of Secretary of Treasury always comes out of Goldman Sachs in modern times.
Yes.
Every last one of them. Now, is that happenstance? I don't think so.
All right, God, we've only got about 8-9 minutes left, and I've got 4 or 5 points I want to throw out there at you. But first off, we carry all of Jesse Ventura's books, all of the recent modern ones. We have Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. That's available now in paperback. We have Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, his newest, very powerful. He has American Conspiracies, excellent as well. All of these books are great, and they've all been New York Times bestsellers.
Alex, let me add, too, the TV show this year is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're going after some wild conspiracies this year, conspiracies that I never dreamed that I would ever pursue. But I got to tell you, they've been very interesting, extremely interesting, And so I think people, they're going to find a change in the show this year. But as far as the women go, I think they're going to love the show because I'm working with two young men now that are going to knock their socks off. I don't know, maybe that's the direction they want to go, get all the women on our board for the show.
Well, you already had top ratings on True TV.
And the show is going to cover some very interesting topics, as I said. It's going to cover some conspiracies that are completely new to me. But having done the show now, and having in our third season, I'll tell you, Alex, I'm open-minded to almost anything these days. I won't necessarily say I believe all the conspiracies, but they're still going to be very, very interesting, and it's going to prove to be a very fun season.
Sure. Most of these, quote, conspiracy shows they've had only cover Loch Ness Monster, Chupacabra, and you're not doing that stuff. But instead, you've done the FEMA camps. You had Congress and Homeland Security shut down one of the shows. Harassment that I'm not even supposed to get into. The point is, it's been pretty crazy. And now you're doing some of the super hardcore patriot type stuff, but you're also looking into some other areas and always running into the globalist as well. It's going to be extremely powerful, and I'm honored to be part of the show as well.
I'll just say this, and I won't say what it's about, but we're doing one conspiracy that if the conspiracy is real, let's say hypothetically it is, it will destroy religion as we know it. That's powerful.
That is what's going on, and I know there's a certain person I need to get you guys in contact with. All right, continuing here, Governor, with some of the other loose ends. You're going to be gone now, probably the last interview folks will hear until he gets back.
Well, I don't know. Nobody wants – Alex, you're the only person who wants to talk to me anymore.
That's ridiculous. I've talked to your publicist and people. Your phone's ringing 24-7. I can just call you up at home. That's ridiculous. They put you – oh, Jesse. I'm just saying this is not part of your normally scheduled interviews for the books and stuff.
No, not at all. In fact, like I said, I won't be – have another book out. Dick and I are working on our next one. It'll be out probably next fall. But it'll be out in perfect timing for the elections.
Yeah, I can't wait because I have to know this.
It couldn't be better. It can't be. There won't be a better book for election time when it comes out. Probably summer It'll be out summer or late summer.
But we can't tell folks the title yet.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
It's good, though. It's the best title I've heard in a while.
It's going to be a book that's very timely for what's happening for the election year.
Yeah, to say the least. Okay, in the time we've got left here, Gov, again, we're going to post this interview after it airs live today at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I want to encourage all the viewers, get this out to everybody. I think this is probably, the dozens of interviews I've done with Ventura in the last 6 years, probably the most powerful and encompassing total interview. In closing, you may not have seen it, but last week, the main papal council called for global government, global currency, a global bank of the world to punish the bankers, give the bankers total control. World government is now openly being announced and pushed as the solution. I mean, we're here, Jesse. What's your view now on, from all your research, on who runs the world, the global elite, and what's going to happen in the next few years?
Oh, Alex, I hate to push it off, but your guess is probably better than mine. I'm dumbfounded over, is it inevitable? Is it evolution? I can't believe it would happen in my lifetime that there would be a move to globalize the world like that. I think that I just don't know how it can happen with all the weapons that are out there between all the different countries and all that. And, unless there'll be rogue countries and they'll just be squashed, I don't know. It's going to be interesting times coming up here in the next couple of years to see exactly what happens, Alex. And I'll tell you, I'm flabbergasted. I can't tell you what I see in the future. Maybe it's because I'm not in a privy position to know.
Well, your knowledge is increasing exponentially. Everybody has different knowledge from their life experiences, but I've seen you in the last 6 years just more and more. You've even corrected me on fine minutia of, conspiracy world type stuff. So you're definitely exponentially growing in your understanding. So don't be too humble there. The London Guardian, Sky Television are all reporting that it looks like Israel is going to hit Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu today went before the Knesset.
And for what purpose?
They say because they think they're building nuclear weapons, though there's no evidence of it.
So they're just going to hit them.
Yes. They're saying he's asking permission from the Knesset. Here's Sky Television. That's Fox in Europe. Israel considers preemptive attack on Iran. What do you think about that, Gov?
I think it's horrid. The sooner we're out of these wars, the better it'll be for the whole world. I just don't understand why we as a people haven't figured out through centuries and centuries that not much is really accomplished by war except death and destruction. And this will be no different. And, always remember this. War happens when politicians fail. So whenever you see war out there, understand clearly that the politicians have failed miserably. And that's how they should be viewed, pretty much, is a failure. Political failure is the result of, the end result is war when you have political failure.
You're right. We should all be thinking about our children right now and what would have happened if JFK would have had nuclear war during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, again, war is complete political failure.
It is.
God, it means your elected officials have failed to the max.
It does. Be safe in Mexico. Look forward to seeing you again. It was great hanging out with you,
Alex. And my love to all the Americans out there. Keep the chin up and support the movement.
Absolutely. Support Ron Paul. We hope you run with him. God bless you.
See.
God bless, God. We'll be right back there, Alex.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.